Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today's passage chronicles Israel's sad demise when they were captured and deported to Syria. All this took place because Scripture says that the Israelites sinned against the Lord their God, who brought them up out of Egypt. They worshiped other gods and followed the practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before them. 2 Kings chapter 17, 41. So these nations feared the Lord and also served their carved images. Think about that. These nations feared the Lord and also served their carved images. Their children did likewise, and their children's children, as their fathers did, so they do to this day. It was not that Israel stopped worshiping God. The problem was they worshiped God, and then in blatant disobedience to commandments number 1 and 2, they worshiped other gods. They never quite got the "no other gods before me" and "no idols in any form" instruction. But then we have to ask the question, do we? Israel's hypocrisy reminds us that we don't have to stop worshiping God to also worship idols. We can do both at the same time, or we think we can. We can worship God in our job and possessions and relationships, money, hobbies, and a host of other things as the add-ons, and the consequences flow through our children and grandchildren. So, some talking points. Ask God to examine your heart. Ask Him to show you any add-on objects of worship in your life. Ask God, for your sake and the sake of your children, to help you get rid of any worship add-ons. Father, examine my heart. Point out anything and everything that I serve along with you. Please help me to tear down idols before it's too late. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.